You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of some of the market movements that have been unfolding throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Otto 1890's David Shapiro to take a look at markets and see if we can make sense of them. Uncle David, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for the time. Local CPI data, not US, South African CPI data came out today. That, I suppose, we were anticipating a number that was less than attractive, but just how bad was it?
Bad. You know, at 5%, I think it's the highest certainly that we've seen for a long time. I think 2 years, just reading some of the commentary. And it's also the fourth month of acceleration. So at 5%, we're almost writing in now 25 points, another 0.25% rate hike. I don't think the governor can hold back now if he's going to stay true to his 3% target. So that's going to put us under pressure and just take us a step backward. In fact, I must say that the bond markets, and I'm talking about the long end of the market, the 10-year South African bond, yeah, it kicked up a few points, but not dramatically. So I think to a large extent, we've discounted that, we would see higher rates. But overall, it puts more pressure on us. But Jimmy, we've got three different markets in South Africa. So, you want to ask me to comment on the market? I'll say market number one, number two, number three. See.
What do those markets look like, Uncle David? And why do we have three different markets?
Well, the nicest one, or the most, in fact, we ended up on the day. And that's really because we saw a turnaround in commodities or platinum, palladium, silver, gold, all of those were up. Oil up, which is not in our favor, but I mean, that kicked gold shares a lot higher. So we had some big gains on that side. Harmony, Anglo Gold, Goldfields. Now that market is related to the dollar, to a weaker dollar, and also to higher, just generally a move into commodity prices, as call it safe haven or whatever, however you want to describe it. So that market was very strong. The mining market. Then we have the Tencent market. That's our two big stocks, Naspers and Prosus. So we had Tencent in Hong Kong down 7%, which is the biggest fall in over a year. Why? There's rotation out of Tencent. You try and explain that. I don't understand it. But also gaming revenues weren't that great. So what did we have? Our two big stocks, Naspers and Prosus, both of those down 4%. That's an influencer also on the on the industrial market. Then we have the inflation number, and that knocked our retailers. So we had everything from Pick and Pay, Fashini, Clicks, Mr. Price, Dis-Chem, all of those coming under pressure, largely because high interest rates means that consumers are under pressure. So there you are, you have to balance all three. But overall, we were up.
Uncle David, we were fortunate enough to be up. Some of the other markets aren't as fortunate. I looked at Asian markets, the Hang Seng struggling along, and I suppose that Tencent sell-off potentially having something to do with the sentiment in Asian markets. European markets were the complete opposite, though. They were up on the day.
Yeah, I that's also difficult to understand. Why European markets are up as strong as they are. And it's funny when you see in certain areas, where they are picking up. We're seeing pharmaceutical business. I think they perceive to be cheap. And it's hard to describe it, but for whatever reason. So we are seeing money flowing into some European. We've seen it into the banking sector, a lot of the industrials, those that are related, with power and energy. Even some of the luxury companies are picking up at the moment. So Europe, okay. And the US is neutral. You've got fears now ahead of Alphabet and Tesla's numbers coming out today. This year we see all the big, this week we see all the big tech companies starting to report. The results are going to be good. That I can tell you, but we've got schizophrenic, markets at the moment. While the results are going to be good, markets are still, or commentators or investors, still very skeptical. We're still getting this debate about the sustainability of the AI theme. Is it real or is this just enthusiasm? So we have to you know, Jimmy, we get this how many every 3 months? So we get it four times a year, you know, like the seasons. So we have to just negotiate or navigate our way through it. But overall, the numbers are going to be good in absolute terms.
Speaking of things that we get regularly throughout the year, Uncle David, we're in the middle of earnings season. We know we've started off quite strongly in the US. US markets continue to enjoy a bit of optimism, I suppose, around how it is that they're faring at this stage. What are you making of the numbers that are coming out there at the moment?
They're very good. They really, you know, that's underpinning the markets is just corporate earnings. On the other hand, you know, you've got oil prices now. What Brent's over 90, 93, 94, it's got to have some impact. So it is holding back other elements of the market. But over, so you've got very good tech earnings. On the other hand, you've still got high rates. So if you look at the bond markets in the US, you know, they're reflecting that inflation's going to, you know, it's going to damage the economy. Rates are going to go higher. In fact, the 10-year there is still very high. You know, against the backdrop of higher corporate earnings, you would have expected bond markets to be a little easier, but not at all. So there again, you've got different, you know, you've got different personalities in all these different markets. If I'm not making sense, that's why, because it's very hard to make sense of everything, of all these different movements, you know, and trying to connect the dots, they don't connect.
They certainly do not, Uncle David. If we're looking at the oil price above $90 a barrel, that does connect, and it connects with the tensions in the Middle East. We thought that we'd have a de-escalation of these tensions at this point. We've been hearing from the White House repeatedly that the war is over, or that an agreement has been reached, or that the oil price is set to come down. None of these have proven to prevail. At what point does the market then stop being optimistic about the situation and genuinely just start to fear again? Or is the market just pricing everything in?
You know, that's a difficulty, because where's this collision going to take place? This collision of the AI optimism and the wonderful results we're seeing, the money being spent by companies as they develop the infrastructure. On the other hand, you've got this other economy where prices, you know, where oil remains high, interest rates are relatively high in the United States. They're not coming down. That is hurting consumers. When they go to the pump and fill up with gas, it's expensive. So when does this collide? You know, that's what we're waiting for. So I say you've got these, you know, these two different highways or roads, you know, some, even though they look parallel at the moment, I think somewhere along the line, you know, they could bump into each other.
Uncle David, can we take a look at the Rand? That seemingly is surviving a lot of the movements. It has clawed back some of its losses against the British pound, which is nice to see every now and then. Yeah. But it is still holding quite firmly against the US dollar, which if we are to look at the US dollar at the moment and we're looking at something like the dollar index and the dollar basket, the Dixie is on the up. So you would anticipate that there might be a bit of a weakening in the Rand. But I suppose with the anticipation that that interest rate hike will happen on our side, it narrows down our interest rate differential between us and the US at the moment.
And it's firm. You wouldn't believe it against a backdrop of higher inflation, you know, of a weaker economy. But I think this is the dollar, you know, so it does reflect that dollar weakness that you're, you know, that you're talking about with the higher price of, you know, higher price of oil. And also the belief that, you know, Mr. Trump and his policies are, you know, going on a collision course, that creating this massive amount of debt, which somewhere along the line, you know, has to transform into some action or whatever that action is going to be. So there is that fear, and that's dominant. So the Rand at 1640 is surprising all of us. And the other thing is, as I mentioned earlier, when we saw the inflation number coming up and we expect rates to go, that our you know, our long bonds are steady. You know, not doing anything. So money is flowing into that. They are appealing. And I think that's an alternative to the, you know, alternative to the dollar. So there you are, Jimmy. You're trying to explain it. I mean it in all fairness. It's very difficult to try and explain the different characteristics of these markets.
Uncle David, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. you mentioned that we're all but certain that a 25 basis point hike is on the cards for us. We know that decision will be tabled tomorrow, at least delivered tomorrow by the central bank. And you also touched on the fact that that puts us under even more pressure in our local sense. What do we then need to do to perhaps alleviate that pressure if we are to go with the assumption that this is inevitable, this will happen? How do we go back to conversations around growth when the interest rate cycle doesn't look very beneficial towards that?
It's that, you know, it's very difficult because generally you'd want to work harder, you know, in other words, increase productivity. But I think this is out of our control at the moment. If you look, what really drove inflation higher was the transport cost, well, fuel. You know, up 34%. I mean, that's from the last year to this year. And likewise, transport. So that's where it's starting to reflect and it's beginning to filter through our economy. And it's very hard for us to reverse that. We just have to save more and work harder. I know it sounds ridiculous, but and pray, you know, that oil prices do come down. And we start to see those commodity prices ease a bit, because that will give us a huge amount of relief. But, you know, you got Trump. I don't know. Anyway, you know, you can just throw up your hands in exasperation.
The markets are certainly in for a faith-based conversation over the coming weeks, as we hope to see markets potentially do a little bit better than they are. For now, we will have to contend with the uncertainty that exists in the market. Thank you, as always, to Uncle David. David Shapiro of Otto 1890 joining us to try and make sense of some of the market movements and where we may be headed.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.